How that little I just botched that, but welcome to the weekend edition of the podcast. But you know, I don't know. Yeah. So Renegade.
One of those days.
I mean, it's not that good and it's not that bad, but but also, what's not good is Rampage. Yeah. Rampage is not that good. Never good.
Oh yeah.
Listen, I'm at the point where I don't know why they keep putting on Rampage at all. Like, there's nothing good on it, and I feel bad. I feel really bad, but I don't know why they keep putting Rampage out.
Like, I think at the very beginning, it was good. It's similar to, like, a WCW when they had Nitro, and then also they put Thunder, and mm-hmm. Thunder was good at the beginning, and then all of a sudden, towards the end, the top stars didn't want to go there anymore, and then they would just, blah. That's similar to what it is. Only difference is once in a while you'll have a top star there, like a Moxley or somebody.
Yeah, but like when they wrestle, it's just like a complete squash match, and it's like no fun. It's just like beat the shit out of you, and it's over. And it's like, okay, well that it's so weird. Like I don't know why it's just so weird. I don't like it.
And no story, if any, like maybe just a slight. So, yeah, I'm totally agreeing with you. Like, there's no point of this show.
Yeah. And it started off with the best friends, Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta versus Skip Sabian and Butcher. I'm confused. Like, is Blade injured?
Yeah, I asked you that when it was coming on. Like, okay, he has to be injured, right?
Apparently.
He has to be.
Apparently, because it feels like that, because like he wasn't in a match. He should have been in a match, but whatever. This wasn't even a good match. And of course, Orange and Trent win because they're going for the tag titles in a tournament. But it's like, I did not care about this at all.
The only excuse I have is like my joke for fucking Chuck Taylor, which was there too. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just waiting for the contract to be over. They're checked out. They don't give a fuck no more.
Basically, because this was just like, what the fuck? This was just so. Yeah, this was like another example of why Rampage fucking sucks.
If you remember, Blade had a solo career. Not a great one, but he had one.
Mm-hmm. And then they did a video package for the Infantry. And I was surprised because the Infantry is only a Ring of Honor thing. This is the first time they even acknowledged their existence. And he was like, hey, mm-hmm. Infantry is a thing. And I was like, that's weird. Because like they didn't say anything else. They just said, hey, this is the Infantry, and here's a video package. And it's like, okay. Like they didn't say when they would wrestle. They didn't say shit else. They just said, hey, here's the Infantry. Look at this video package. And moved on. I'm like, oh, okay.
Once again, to rewind back to what Ice Cube's son said and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't watch Ring of Honor, how are you supposed to know who these guys are? You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, they should put more effort into that.
But they don't. So they just like, hey, listen, here's some footage, and you guys could just like go off of that. And it's like, that's not telling us a damn thing, but okay.
Yeah.
So then they have Ruby Soho in the back, and she's talking about Angelo Parker and how he's injured. And I'm not going to lie. At this point, I was like already halfway like over this whole entire feud and was like, I want this to end. I want nothing more. And then when the second part of this came on, I was like, yeah, I definitely want this to end. Like, I want nothing more of this. Like, this has ran its course, and I want nothing.
Because here's the thing with it. Mm-hmm. It's been, what, 2-3 weeks since Bob got injured? And yes. We got a fucking, like, update now?
Mm-hmm. It's
that should have been, like, the week after.
Yeah, it's weird. So, then we had the TBS title match. I didn't even know this was a title match. I just thought this was a match with Julia Hart. And they was like, no, this is a TBS title match. I'm like, what the fuck? And she fought my niece, Robin Renegade. And of course,
you son of a bitch.
Of course, Julia Hart wins, but it's like nobody told me that this was a title match. It's just randomly like, hey, TBS title match. Why? When? How? Who? It was...
Evidently, if you had Renegade in your name, you're a jobber.
Apparently, but like, this made no sense. And I'm just like, okay, because Robin Renegade, like, no disrespect, she didn't do anything to earn a title shot. So why did she face fucking Julia Hart? Like, why?
Two things to that.
Mm-hmm.
One, it was an open challenge, so anybody could have got in that shit. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
You know? The second one is, once again, we don't watch Ring of Honor, and she's mainly on Ring of Honor as a tag team. So we don't know her win-loss record there. So that's the thing. I'm not defending it because, you know, it was shit. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But still, like, those could be, like, the excuses for it.
So then we got this Saraya backstage thing, her, Harley Cameron, and her brother. And Saraya smacked a drink out of this and some dude's hand, and Zach got angry, and he's just like this angry dude and gripped up this security guard and slapped him, and he just laughed. I was like, I hate this. I hate everything about this. Like, this is just, it's not for me. It's not for me at all.
Yeah, I agree. And I like gimmicks. You know what I mean? I like gimmicks. What is he? Like, just angry, like, like,
yeah,
what the fuck? Like, he doesn't even talk?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. He just gets angry and just, like, beats people up. And it's like, dude, you just have anger issues. That's your whole problem. That's it.
Yeah.
So then we got Action Andretti versus Penta. And this was, like, the only good thing on the show. But, like, the whole time, like, on commentary, they just kept saying the same fucking thing. Was like, oh, Action Andretti beat Chris Jericho. He's been in the tag team this whole time. I don't know if he can do solos by himself. And it's like, the fuck? Like, you just literally said that he wrestled Chris Jericho and beat him. And then you're like, no, I don't believe he can do solos. Like, the fuck? Like, just contradicting yourself. The fuck?
And he beat him fair.
Yeah, it was just so weird. But Penta beat Action Andretti because, let's be honest, there was no way Action Andretti was going to beat Penta.
Basically.
Yeah, and that's setting up Penta for something that happens on Collision. But it, like, this was, like, the best thing on the show for, like, no reason. Like, because, like, this match, like, literally had no reason to be in. It just was like, we're going to throw these two guys together and you're going to get a match. Okay. I mean, people complain about AEW throwing matches together, but, and so do I, but every now and then it's like, oh, this is something I want to see. And then they gave us something that we didn't want to see. A three-way tag match with Top Flight Security, Private Party, and Brian Keefe and Commander. I was like, I don't want to see this. And he was like, yeah, this is just like kind of a showcase of tag teams. Why? Like, you have a whole tournament. You didn't need to do this. Like, let Top Flight and Private Party finish their feud solo and then just move on. They're like, nah, we're going to throw this other team in there randomly. And they're not even going to be in the tournament. Okay. What the fuck is the point?
Have you noticed they've been doing that a lot lately with them, too? They're putting them in, like, random, like, triple threats and whatever instead of them just continuing their thing?
That's the problem. Like, that's pissing me off. It's like, they have an actual feud. Like, I want to see the third match. They literally had, like, this was almost a month ago. They said, all right, we're 1-1. Why don't we have the next match? And they have done nothing but other types of matches with the teams in it and never got back to that last third match. It's like, the fuck? Yeah. Like, they have a built-in genuine story where I'm actually excited to see how this tag team match ends. Like, how does tag team feud ends? And they're like, we're not giving it to you. Then what the fuck is the point? Like, what was the whole point of making this shit?
It's like the House of Black and Julia Hart thing. Like, remember how long that lasted?
It lasted too long. Like, that's the one thing I don't like. Top Flight Security won this match, but I do not like the fact that, like, they do something and it's like something we want to see, And they just go, all right, you'll get to it eventually. But you're literally building it up. Like, no, we'll get to it eventually. And then by the time we get to it, it's like, we're over it. We don't really want to see this shit by now. Like, we moved on to like 8 other feuds. We're like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah.
And it's so bad because, like, they, like, AEW has, like, some genuinely cool shit when they do it. And, like, all right, we set this shit up. Here's, like, the story. Here's the build. And we'll get to it eventually. Fuck you. I was like, God damn it.
Definitely a fuck you.
Yeah. It'd just be like, fuck you. We're going to throw other matches. And you'd be like, all right, the match was cool, but, like, what about this feud over here? No, don't worry about that. And then when you get back to the feuds, you'll be like, I definitely hate this. Fucking example, Swerve and Keith Lee. That shit went on for like 2 years.
You know, technically, it's still not over, right?
Don't remind me. But yeah, that was a thing. So now we move on to Collision. And Collision starts off with Bryan Danielson versus Shane Taylor Promotions. Or just Shane Taylor by itself.
I better say, damn, he faced all of them?
No, he should have. But this match was really good. Shane Taylor fucked Bryan Danielson up. This shit was good.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was gonna be a fucking squash match. Like, cause the way they present Shane Taylor, I know he's good. It's just the way they present him in AEW.
I had a feeling this was going to be good because I had a feeling like Brian wanted to wrestle. So I had a feeling he was going to make him wrestle. So that's why kind of like, yeah, I think this is going to be good. And I want to give this disclaimer out to Nigel McGuinness. I want to give this out to you. I understand that you have this thing that you want, but you can't do it. You will always be number two as the number two hater in the world because Drew is number one, you're number two. Step your hate game up. Step your fucking hate game up and you can get there. Because you're a hater, you are a fucking hater, but you're under Drew. You have to step your game up, Nigel. Step your game up.
That's fucking hilarious. Like, Start posting on fucking Twitter more.
Oh yeah, do that. Post on Twitter more. You could get there. Cause right now he's 1A hater and like he's 1B and fucking Drew is 1A. It's like you're right there, but you just need that one extra hate to get over. Cause holy shit, yeah. Like I love like that's one thing I really love about when Brian wrestles on Collision is you know Nigel is gonna talk so much shit. Holy shit, this is like, he's so good, man.
He hates him with a passion.
Yes. So, I would be remiss without saying that Kevin Kelly got fired. Like, and it was all his fault, too. It was all Kevin Kelly's fault, too. Like,
yep.
The whole thing was like, and I know people are like, okay, what's the context? Okay, the context is Ian Riccoboni last year went on the Discord, and I have to yell at Ian for this because Ian is younger than me. He's younger than us, but he did something that an old person would do because Ian Riccoboni got on Discord, and he basically aired out the fact that Kevin Kelly was spitting all of this QAnon conspiracy stuff and liking his movie and talking about this stuff. And he, like, aired him out on Discord. But here's the thing. Ian Riccoboni thought it was private, but it was public, so everybody got to see him talk shit about Kevin Kelly. And that, like, kind of led people to go, oh, shit, like, I didn't know that. But also, like, if you just look at some of Kevin Kelly's tweets, Kevin Kelly says the same exact thing on his own. So last week, right before the pay-per-view, somebody asked Kevin Kelly about, yo, why aren't you in commentary, blah, blah, blah. Kevin Kelly was like, oh, it's because Ian Riccoboni, and he's like talking shit about me, whatever, whatever. And I'm the best announcer. I'm just waiting for my number to get called. And he just went on like this whole tirade talking shit about how good he was and how he's not going to be able to do whatever he wants. And it's like, okay. And they fired him. They was like, "Duh, we don't need this shit. Like, we were going into the biggest pay-per-view of the year. Like, this shit was, like, so, like, it's all about Sting. It's all about this. And you made this about you and how you're not getting presented." It's like, "Nah, we got to let you go." And it's like, okay. Like, I'm just, like, he did it to himself. Like, if he would have never said anything, he would have been fine. Like, this whole thing would have probably blew over, and he would have been back on commentary, but you did it to yourself. So, I'm not even going to say anything.
Yeah, they did good. The AEW needs to get rid of all the drama bullshit.
Yeah, they should. So, back to the show. After Bryan Danielson won, Will Ospreay came out. And we officially have the first match for Dynasty, Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson. And yeah, I'm happy.
I call him Happy Ospreay. Like, he's so fucking happy still.
I'm not even gonna fucking lie, because I did this shit as a joke. So I was watching it, and Bryan, like, basically challenges Will. And I literally say in my voice, I go, "Yes, bruv." And 5 seconds later, Will goes, "Yes, bruv." I'm like, okay, I was just doing that as a joke. You didn't have to say it. Like, I didn't think he was going to say the bruv part. What the fuck?
I thought of you when he said it, too.
Like, I said it as a joke. And then he's like, "Nope, I'm going to say it." I was like, oh, God. So then we had the EVPs in Okada, the new elite, versus three guys. And I lied to you not. I swear to God, this was the funniest shit ever. Nick Jackson got in the ring. He tagged immediately to Okada. Okada beat three people in 2 minutes. Just like a whole full handicap match. I watched it and I was like, did anybody else get in this match? Like, it was just fucking Okada. What the fuck? He beat everybody's ass in 3 minutes. And then after the match, Eddie Kingston comes down and he just starts fighting, and Eddie Kingston gets his ass beat, and Okada goes to grab the belt, and then Penta shows up. Penta comes in, does 2 sling blades. Okada drops him. And then all of a sudden, we hear this music. I lied to you not. I heard the music and I had no idea who the fuck this was. I literally was sitting there like,
same.
Who the fuck is this? And it was fucking Pac. The bastard Pac is back. And he took out the Young Bucks. And he had a little exchange with Okada. And I'm like, okay, I need to see Pac versus Okada. I need to see Pac versus
right?
Okada. Like, this is what I want. They like just giving us everything. They're just like, yeah, look, you can have everything. Like, yeah, no, we're okay with this. Like, we want this.
Yep.
Like,
as long as they don't take long to give to us, I'm good with it.
Yes. Like, if you give it to us right now, I'm like, yeah, I'm good with this. So then we had Toni Storm versus Trisha Dore. I mean, Mariah May versus Trisha Dore. I wonder how long she's going to be in the Toni Storm gimmick.
Until she feuds with Tony, probably.
Okay, so that's like 3 years. Like, okay, got it. So after Mariah May wins, Tony comes out to do the Tony Award with an I, so we don't get sued. And so she presents the award. Then she gets attacked by Deonna Purrazzo. And then Mariah May and Toni Storm proceeds to beat up Deonna Purrazzo. And, okay, I understand that Toni Storm is Toni Storm, and she's, like, in this gimmick, but she is literally feeding every one of those fetish people. Like, people who have feet fetish, like, she's literally feeding them. Like, she's like, no, here's my feet. Look, this is my feet, and I'm doing things with my feet. You see my feet? This is my naked feet. Look, see? I'm doing stuff. I'm stepping on people, too. Look, these are my feet. And it's like, dude, that's like, I'm not knocking your kink, guys. I'm not knocking your kink. But it's not for me. It's something not for me.
She probably posts those on her OnlyFans too. I think she still has that.
I don't even know, man. But like for on TV for free, like you're giving it away for free. This is like, man, that's just it. It's not for me, but I see it because I see people going, "Oh my gosh, she has her feet out!" And it's like, "Ew, that's disgusting. You're disgusting." So then we had the patriarchy come out, and Nick Wayne wrestled somebody who don't even remember because Nick Wayne beat him in like 2 minutes. And then some dude with a mask in the crowd just grabs Christian and starts beating his ass. I'm like, that's Edge. And everybody just kept saying, I wonder who that is. It's like, that's Edge. This guy's a little bit too bulky to be Edge. That's Edge. And then he takes off the mask. I was like, oh my God, that's Edge. And they're like, wow, that's Edge. I'm like, yeah, that's what I said. it's irritating. So then they bring out this box. Well, Edge brings out this box. He opens the box. And in the box, we don't know what it is, but on it, it says Spike on the top. And Christian is about to get in the ring. Edge has the title. And he shows what's in the box to Christian. And Christian starts to back down and walk away and tells the family, come on. Come on, we gotta leave. So, what do you think is in the box? Because I have an idea.
It's Christian's old shirt from the Brood. That white shirt he used to wear with the ruffles.
Okay.
I have no idea. I'm just throwing that out there.
Because it's a long, flat box, I'm like, it's a guitar. Like, to me, it's like, it's a guitar. And it's a guitar from somebody special to Christian. And whoever that, it says Spike on it. It says Spike on it.
Yeah.
Here's the funny part, right? Mm-hmm. No one has, like, this was pre-taped. No one has posted what's in the box. Because, like, if he opened it up, like, high enough, somebody in the crowd could have just, like, took a picture, like, oh, it's this, click. Nobody has posted what's in the box. So, to me, it's, like, either nothing's in the box or something's in the box.
Or something in the box that's covered, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where the crowd can't see. And Christian has to act like he knows what it is.
It's something, but I'm thinking it's a guitar. I hope it's a guitar. Whatever it is, it says Spike on the top of it in, like, graffiti. So, yeah. Whoever Spike is or whatever Spike is, yeah, that's the thing.
Spike Dudley?
I hope not. I'm just
throwing out shit.
So then we get a backstage with Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, and Mark Briscoe. And they're getting hyped up for their match later on. It's like, okay, cool. Yay, whatever. And also we get Chris Jericho versus Teton. Teton makes his AEW debut from CMLL and Los Ingobernables de Japón.
Like, would it be the Japón? That's Japan.
No, he's from the Japón. He's part of LIJ. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he teams with Bushi. Like, yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so he came in and he lost to Chris Jericho, and Chris Jericho is being Lionheart today and whatever. And then he gets attacked by the Gates of Agony. And it's going to be him and Hook versus the Gates of Agony on Big Business.
Yeah.
I don't want this at all. I really don't fucking want this. Like,
this is same.
Like, and this is just, it's mainly because of Jericho. Just like, I don't want Jericho near Hook. He's just doing it just to make himself whatever the fuck he wants to make himself. But like, I just really want this guy to just stop doing this. Like, I'm not a Jericho fan. Just fuck right off with that. Off is the direction he could fuck, okay?
Yeah.
So that was a thing. Then what else happened on...
Question, though.
Answer.
So, Titan, Titan... I'm going to just say Titan, and I'm Titan. Spanish. I don't care.
Right? Okay.
Titan, right? Uh-huh. It's from CMML, right?
Uh-huh.
Isn't Penta from AAA, and they had the whole thing where they can't be in the same show?
Yes, but here's the only technicality from that, right?
Okay.
Penta wasn't advertised. So you can get away with it, be like, oh, I didn't know he was going to run in. He wasn't advertised. Like, if he's advertised on the show, they say, oh, Penta's not supposed to be here. Like, you can't advertise him on the same show. Penta did a run-in. So it's like kind of like a clause where it's like, we didn't advertise him. He just ran in. So, like, it's technically not a thing. And also, he didn't wrestle any of the CMLL guys. They didn't even cross over. That was, like, two segments before this. So, technically, we didn't violate anything. You know what I mean?
Got you. Because that kind of, like, caught my eye.
Yeah, like, and, like, once you said that, I was like, okay, there has to be a technicality. And then, like, looking through the show, it's like, okay, this is a technicality. Because technicality, you didn't advertise him on the same show, so he just ran in, so we don't technically say we did that on purpose. He just ran in. We had no idea. It just happened. Plus, they didn't fight each other, so, you know, it's not a, we didn't technically fuck up. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
So, then we had FTR, and to me, this didn't sound like the greatest of greats. Because we had Cash talk, and Cash was talking, and if you listen to it, this felt like Cash was talking about he was going to retire or, like, something. Like, this was so sad and somber, and I just didn't know how to take this. Like, I know he's battling, like, the legal battle, and I felt like that's kind of what he was alluding to, and it's like, I don't feel like the greatest of this. Like, well, did you get, like, that kind of feeling when he was talking? Or, like, was that just me?
It probably was just you, because I don't know the backstory, so.
Like, he has some legal trouble, and he might have to do a little bit of time, or, like, probably pay a fine, like, one or the other. It's not that serious. I mean, it's not that serious. It was just, like, a fucking road race thing. It's not that serious. He didn't kill anybody. He just waved the gun around. It's not that serious. But the thing is, like, the way he's talking is, like, it was like, I don't know if I'm going to be here. I don't know if we're going to be able to do our thing, but we want to be the tag team champions. We're going in the tournament. And it's like, dude, it just sounded really sad. I'm sitting there hoping, like, Cash doesn't leave. And then Dax kind of says, hey, man, we want to be the tag team champions. We've improved it. We're the guys. And, like, still just thinking about what Cash said, the way he said it, it's like, I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm a little sad here. And then the infantry comes out, and they're talking, and they basically take a shot at them and call them and said, the revival's over. And Cash said, yeah, like, the revival's dead. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. What the fuck you talking about?
That threw me off, like, wow, you brought that back.
Yeah. So, they look like...
But they've been on two shows.
Who? The who?
The infantry.
No, they got advertised on Rampage and they wrestled on this show.
Yeah.
So, apparently, I hope that they're, like, the first round of the tag team tournament, because I don't really want to see them later on deeper in the tournament. I hope they're, like, the first round and it's over.
FTR is going to take them out first round.
Oh, yeah. So then we had Mystico and Helico and Serpentico versus... Who the fuck did they wrestle? It was Mystico versus Helico. I don't know why. Because at the end of the match, they were all standing together. So I was like, wait, they were all a team.
Yeah, and it makes sense. Like, I actually, like, had that joke in my head, like, when it was going on, like, Mystico and Helico, Serpentico, they should be a squad.
Yeah, and at the end, they all raise each other hands and act like they were all the team. I was like, oh, so they're all just a team. Because, like, I was trying to figure out,
you,
like,
the original member to that crew, right?
Jack Evans.
No, well, with Helico, yeah, but when it was three of them.
Wait, who was it?
It was Angelico, Serpentico, and Lucifer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They were the Spanish announced team.
Yep, I remember. Then we had the main event, which was the House of Black versus Jay Lethal, Jeff Jarrett, and fucking Mark Briscoe. Like, this match was a thing. That's all I can say. It was a thing.
It happened. And,
yes. And so this match is going down and all of this, and like I scroll through Twitter and Buddy Murphy has a twin. No, well, Buddy Murphy was on UFC and Buddy Matthews was in Collision. So that happened. Because Buddy Murphy was with his future wife, Rhea Ripley, at UFC, while Buddy Matthews was getting beat up by Jeff Jarrett and the other guys.
Wow, poor Matthews.
Yes. So the match ended after they put Mark Briscoe through a flaming table, and like, dude, this was the craziest flaming table spot. Not because it was like, oh, it was a bunch of fire and all of that. It was crazy because like, they powerbomb him through the table and a fire didn't go out right away. And you literally see Buddy Matthews and Aleister Black just grab him and just start patting him down. And then they fake like they're trying to throw him in a ring the whole time, patting him down, pin him real quick, and then pat him down. And then like the security had to come in and check on him. And the whole time, Buddy and Aleister are just looking at him, trying to make sure he's okay from afar. And Brody King had got knocked into a table, so he didn't see any of this. So when they wake him up, he tries to get back in the fucking ring. They're like, dog, no, we won already. Oh, shit. And then he's walked off with him.
Yeah, this match was kind of wild.
Yeah. And I'm glad it's over. I'm glad. Well, hopefully it's over, because you never know.
I was just about to say, you think it's over?
Like, I really hope this is over, because, like, yeah, there's no need for this to keep going. This should have been, like, the end game.
I don't think it's over. I seriously don't think it's over.
That sucks.
Because now Julia and Karen Jarrett are, like, feuding. They got each other's face.
I'm not even dignifying that with an answer. Moving on. I'm moving on to Cactus Loving Crackheads. Man. So apparently, mm-hmm. Before I do move on, we do find out what Spike is. Spike is a spiked baseball bat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a spiked baseball bat. All right. That was great. Yeah. All right. That ruined it for me. I thought it was going to be something cool, but apparently not. Whatever.
Maybe they don't make Foley or something?
I don't know, but we need to end this feud too, because like, this is another one that just keeps going too fucking long. Let's just end this one. So, yeah. Back to Cactus Loving Crackheads. Cactus Loving Crackheads. Yes. Fucking Rock put out another 10-minute fucking promo. 10-minute fucking promo on Instagram. I hope every time he fucking wrestles, he does a promo for 10 minutes on Instagram, uncensored. Dude, he's the fucking best.
Yes.
Like I love this shit out of, I love this shit when Rock just fucking says what he wants on Instagram and then just has everybody just fucking laughing. They're like, oh my God, The Rock is the best. It's like, yeah, no, Rock is great. Uncensored Rock is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. You know that like thing fans say, like, you still got it. Man never lost it. When it comes to like promos like that, he never lost it.
Yeah, and like The Rock had said that he had like he has aura. Like he does have an unmatched fucking aura. He has an unmatched aura, mm-hmm. And it's just like And we'll get to more of that, like, once we get deeper into SmackDown. But I do have to bring this up because I'll be remiss if I'm bringing this up, because we're going to get into SmackDown in just a second, but we have to go back to AEW for a second, because
okay,
Mercedes Moné had this whole thing, like this whole podcast thing, and then we covered it on the last podcast, but there was unreleased footage that came out. And when the unreleased footage came out, it turned everybody upside down, because she said, yeah, no, I don't have anything bad to say about WWE, but I do have unfinished business there, and I will finish that business sometime. And it's like, and everybody's like, oh my God, that means she went to AEW just to get a bag? She's going back to WWE? Oh, we shouldn't even let her wrestle. And it's just like this whole fucking thing. And it's like, okay, there's like a million people that's doing the same exact thing. You're just mad because you just found out before she debuted that her whole plan is, I'm going to wrestle here, get all of the wrestling out of my system, and like, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to go back to WWE and finish some stuff up and probably finish my career there. Whoop-de-doo. Like, and everybody's just, like, fucking losing it. Like, it's a bunch of fucking weirdo people just fucking losing it. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Also, that line you just said, like, I imagine people been saying that online about getting her bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that exactly what Okada did?
And yes.
I don't see people complaining about that.
Yes, like, we're complaining about Okada for other reasons, but, like, him getting his bag, yeah. No. Like, and I even, like, kind of softened up on my complaining about him when I saw how much he was making. Like, yeah, like, that kind of, like, I kind of get it. I kind of get it. You're making $4.5 million a year. Yeah, I kind of understand. I got it.
Yep. Nothing wrong with
that. Yeah. So, back to WWE land. And the Hall of Fame. So the Hall of Fame is being done by two people this year. It's being put together by not Vince. Vince is no longer there, so he doesn't have any control. It's by The Rock and also Triple H. They're both working on this. It's like, all right, I see who I want. And we had Paul Heyman already, and we got Bull Nakano, and she's in the Hall of Fame. Half of the people only know her from the New Generation era, but she has this whole long history in Japan, and she's fucking awesome. So,
yeah,
she's in it. And then they put in the U.S. Express. And when they put in the U.S. Express, I popped because I remember them from WrestleMania 1, even though they were, like, only a team for, like, a year. But I remember them because both of them have, like, illustrious singles careers. Like, it's Barry Windrum and fucking Mike Rotunda. Like, they both have strong, long fucking wrestling careers. And they're going in as the U.S. Express because, you know, 40th years of WrestleMania, and they were in the first WrestleMania. They were the first tag team. It was great. And also, this is really cool for Mike Rotunda because the rumor is Bray Wyatt also will be going into the Hall of Fame. So this is okay. Cool. He's going in with his son. And
so it's like a triple family thing, because isn't Wyndham kind of related to him too? I believe I asked you that before too.
Actually, Wyndham is the brother to Mike Rotunda's wife, who is the mom to Barry Wyndham. I mean, to Bray Wyatt. See? It's all connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Okay. That makes it even better. Like, basically the whole family in there. Eventually, fucking Bo's going to be there years from now.
Yeah, that's never happened. That's never happened.
That's like years from now. They always have the one.
That's never happening. Like, he did nothing. Like, he Bo leave for 2 months and that was it.
He forgot B-Team.
Okay, B-Team and 3MB. Like, everything about him is just like, he never did anything. So,
wasn't he also in that group with fucking Adam Rose and them?
That's the B-Team.
No. B-Team was just Curtis Axel. It was one with fucking Heath Slater. I want to call them the social experiment or something like that.
Yep, they're social outcast. Yeah, the Social Outcast, that's it.
Like, was Bo Dallas in it?
Yeah, he was in it.
Okay.
So, also, The Rock wants to induct his grandma, Leah Maivia. He wants to put her in there. So,
that'd be awesome. I
mean, yeah, this class is, like, it's unique because it's, like, a lot of people that you, like, wouldn't expect to be in the Hall of Fame, but, like, now The Rock and Triple H, both who, like, both people who actually love wrestling are like, fuck it, we're just going to make this Hall of Fame an actual Hall of Fame with wrestling people that we actually enjoy. And it's like, yeah, no, that makes sense. I got it.
Yeah. Me, I would have expected fucking Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda to be in there separately. Because like you said, they're fucking like singles career. But yeah, tag teams are all good.
So I've been hearing why they don't want to put Mike Rotunda in there like separate, because it's like, he really, to them, he didn't do enough to like garner a Hall of Fame career. When I'm like, there's people in there that has done less than him that have Hall of Fame, like that are Hall of Famers. Like, come on, like he should be able to be in there. And Barry Windham was a world champion in WCW, and it's like, yeah, like you can put them in separately. Even though Barry Windham's already in there as Four Horsemen, he's back in there as a tag team with US Express.
Yeah. They'll be in there separately eventually, I think.
I hope so, because, like, Barry, like, he deserves it.
Yeah. And I think to some respect, Mike does also.
I mean, he was an Intercontinental champion, tag team champion. Like, that's about it.
He's memorable, though. Like, people remember IRS. People remember that shit.
Yeah, but I think they're kind of like, we can't put him in as Mike Rotunda, and we don't want to put in IRS. And, like, we don't also want to put in Michael Wall Street. Like,
I was just about to say that.
Like, because Mike Rotunda also has, like, tag team championships with Rick Steiner and stuff like that. He has, like, other stuff that he's done. So it's like... Mm-hmm. It's like they don't, I don't know. It's like, it's a weird thing with WWE. Like, they're like, we can put you in for this, but we can't put you in for that. It's like, fuck it, I'm in, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. It's kind of like they did Scott Hall. They put him in as Razor.
Yes. So then we get to SmackDown. And Logan Paul comes out and he's talking shit and he says, Prime Energy Drink is now a sponsor of WWE. And part of me was like, okay, this is just a rip, right? This isn't real. Until they actually released a press statement that they have partnered with. It's like, okay, this is basically Woo Energy Drink for AEW. It's the same shit. It's basically the same shit. It's like, yeah, this is dumb. So then he calls out his business partner, KSI. And I'm just wondering how long it's going to take before KSI is going to be a wrestler. Like, I'm just waiting. Right? Because Randy comes out, and Randy goes to RKO Logan. Logan misses, and then KSI is still standing there, and he gets RKO'd and took a nice RKO. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he ate that shit.
I was like, yeah, he can take a move. So I think he should be okay. Well, this is like the second time he got beat up. Yo, he just keeps getting beat up for Logan Paul. This is the second time.
You know, that's like when he eventually does come in, that's going to be a match. Like, dog, I'm tired of your shit.
I hope so.
So, yeah, that's going to be a thing. Because he took a table spot for him.
Yep. At WrestleMania. No, that was that WrestleMania or SummerSlam?
I want to say that was SummerSlam.
Yeah, one of the two. No, it was WrestleMania. It was WrestleMania.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, it was WrestleMania. He took that. And then we had Kevin Owens and Randy Orton versus A-Town Down Under. And, of course, Kevin and Randy win. So, I don't know how this is. Like, it feels like they're going with the U.S. title, like, bunch of people thing. But also, what are they going to do with Austin Theory and Grayson Waller? Like, I don't want them to split them up right now because that would be a great WrestleMania match, those two having a match, but I don't know what they're going to do. Like, they have to do something at WrestleMania. They can't just, like, not do anything.
I think since they're going multiple for the U.S. title, they're mm-hmm. going to be in it too, right? Mm-hmm. But they're going to work together still. Still have some dissension, and then the pay-per-view after that, the big pay-per-view after that, rather, right? So still have some months. That's when they're going to have their match.
But you know that they're Logan Paul's lackeys, though.
Yeah.
And
but
then
Logan, you know, they, mm-hmm. they're going to want the U.S. title. Like, you know, Theory had it before, so he's going to probably want that back, too.
So then Logan Paul attacks Kevin Owens and Randy Orton with the brass knuckles. And, yeah, like, this is just setting up for the WrestleMania. However this goes, mm-hmm. like, and then we see in the back, we see security guarding Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. They have done a fucking shit job. Because at the end of the show, you see how shit of a job security did. The fuck is wrong with them, man? Come on.
Like, my question is how?
I don't even know. I can't even fucking fathom it. So then they have this little backstage thing with Bayley. Like, setting up for her and EO. This was actually nice. Like, Bayley talking about how she put them together and how she feels like she was betrayed. Then it leads into this thing where Naomi is feeling sorry for Bayley. She's feeling sorry for Bayley, and she's like, yo, I feel sorry for her. And Bianca comes in and is like, you shouldn't feel sorry for her. She made her bed. She deserves a lie in it. And Naomi is trying to, like, basically say, yo, I really want her, want to help her and all this stuff. And Bianca is like, no, fuck this. Like, she did all of this, like, damage control, beat the shit out of me. Like, Bayley deserves this, and you shouldn't even think of helping them. And I'm like, okay, Bianca's heel turn is coming.
Yep.
So
that, and apparently that's going to be a match.
Wait, but here's the thing. You didn't see this, and a lot of people else didn't see this. This was on social media. Dakota Kai and EO and Damage Control came and confronted Naomi after this. They came and confronted her. So they're basically setting up something for a match. Is it even going to be a match, or somehow she's going to be in Bayley's corner eventually? But, like, they basically told her, stay out of our business. You have nothing to do with this. Like, oh, okay, well, something's coming.
Yeah. Because I'm with Bianca, like, fuck her. Like, she did all that fucking dirty shit. Nobody should mm-hmm. defend her because she beat up everybody. At the same time, Bayley needs some backup.
Yes.
So if it's Naomi, okay. That's a good backup right there.
Mm-hmm. So then we have Bob Lash versus Karrion Kross. How did you feel about this?
Let me tell you how I feel about it. I forgot it happened. I thought it happened wow. last week. Like, it was like a fever dream.
Wow. Like, this match happened, and then, like, after the match, like, it just broke down with, like, AOP coming in, like, Street Profits, B-Fab, Scarlett. It was just like, I don't know why this happened. Like, I'm just like, I want this to get to WrestleMania and we just never talk about this again. Like, this experiment just failed for both teams. Just never talk about this again and move on. We go to WrestleMania. They have their big match with all eight of them. Never talk about this again. I don't want to bring this up ever again. I don't want to look back on this years from now. I just want this to be over.
Problem is, like, this would make a good Survivor Series match. Like, bring mm-hmm. those type of matches back, because we haven't had a Survivor Series match at Survivor Series in the longest.
Hopefully we do get those back, and they would be cool.
Yeah.
So then we get a backstage thing with Dragon Lee, and Electra Lopez comes up to him and says, yo, I don't know why you picked LWO. Like, what is it? You worship Ray? I understand all of that, but we're the future of Lucha. And he's like, no, no, no. And then Santos come up and goes, no, 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 I got it. You want to be the new Rey. That's why you're with him. And then Angel and Berto come up, and they basically say some shit to him. And they push him down on the floor and set up for the match later on.
Man, look like a pussy.
Yes. I'm actually at a fucking loss here, because if you look at the teams, there's too many people on LWO and there's not enough people on Legado del Fantasma.
Yep.
So then we get, it's Tiffy time. I let you not. When they said it's Tiffy time, that place went the fuck off, and I'm just like, did I miss like 5 months of fucking WWE or something? Like, what the fuck happened?
Dude, she's a complete face. Because on Instagram, there's a clip of a little girl with a sign that says it's Tiffy time, waiting for her to come in and like gave her a hug and signed the sign and all that. Like, it was like really sweet, but odd at the same time, because you're supposed to be a heel.
Dude, like, I swear to God, we missed, like, 5 months of WWE. I lied to you not. Like, it's like, 1 minute she was a heel, then she went to fucking Australia, and everybody cheered her, and now everybody's just, it's like, what the fuck happened? Like, I swear to God, we missed, like, 5 months. I was like, I don't even remember her having a face turn. When the fuck did this happen?
Time jump?
I guess it was a fucking time skip, and we just, like, what the fuck? We missed this? So Tiffy beat Mia Yim, and after the match Mia Yim is basically saying, yo, I don't know what I gotta do, but I gotta change things up. I can't keep going like this. So maybe a Mia Yim heel turn
that, and she needs to like break away from the fucking OC and whatever, because she lost because she tried to do the fucking Styles Clash.
Yes. And then, speaking of Styles Clash, AJ Styles said, you wonder why I flew all the way around Australia to beat you up? It's because you don't deserve anything. You're just a loudmouth, and you're not that cool. And we don't like you. And you should just hang it up. Like, you're not as good as you think. Like, I'm gonna beat your ass. Okay? Like, I literally have no idea why he was mad at him. Like, he literally explained why he was mad at him. It is still like, I have no idea why he was mad at him.
Like, I'm like, dog, who the fuck is we?
Yeah. And then fucking LA Knight destroyed a fucking TV for no reason with a chair. And I was like, okay.
That TV did not deserve it. That TV had a family.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? That TV did nothing to you. What the fuck? It's random. Like, whatever this feud is, I pray for them. I pray for them both, because I do not care. Like, this is so random. Like, it's so random.
Basically.
And then we get a backstage with Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, and they're playing 2K24, and they start talking about the tag team titles. They're like, yeah, we want the tag team titles. I'm going to talk to Nick Aldis and see about the tag team titles. And I'm like, Nick Aldis said he was going to do this, but he never got around to saying anything about it. He just keeps talking about, yeah, I'm going to address the tag titles. Never got around to it. He even said it on Twitter. Was like, yeah, me and Adam Pearce are talking, and we're going to do something about the tag titles. Say something.
I think it was Adam Pearce that said it first, so I think Adam Pearce had to, like, start it off.
No, no, no. It was like, Aldis.
It was Aldis? Okay.
Yeah, it was Aldis.
The titles are technically on Raw, so I would think Pierce would have to like initiate this whole thing, whatever it is.
No. That's the thing. They're on Raw, and all this tag teams, they're all wanting the tag team titles. So
yeah,
he wants to give them a shot at the tag team titles. Yeah. So they're going to split them up. And then we had Angel Garza versus Dragon Lee. And I lied to you not. This match was okay, but the beatdown afterwards, I swear to God, they killed Dragon Lee. Because they gave him a double powerbomb, and his head just bounced off the fucking mat. And, like, they didn't even check on him. They just left him there. I'm like, dude, he could have a serious concussion. Like, the way that he went down, I was like, God damn, they killed him. Like, he's okay, I guess, but, like, fuck.
Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, so damage control, they basically told Bailey, was like, no, fuck you. Like, we're going to beat your ass. This was never about you. You always make it about you, but it's about us. I was like, okay, well, all right.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Not at all. Not at all. So it was at this point that Nick Aldis went and checked on everybody, and he checked on Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. And he goes in there, and they're not there. So he was like, security, where the fuck is they? Like, what? What do you mean? Where are they? What do you mean? Like, they're in there. No one's in there. Okay. So, yeah.
I would have fired them right there and then.
Right? So then Roman comes out. Roman comes out and he stands there for a minute. And I lie to you not, when this shit happened, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I don't know what the fuck happened. Roman's standing there. He didn't even say anything. He's just standing there. And then the lights just go out. I'm like, okay, what the fuck? And like, you can see his face too go like, what the fuck just happened? Because like, you see it right before the lights go out. He's like, what? And then just thunder, lightning, and everything. And it's for The Rock. I swear this was like one of the fucking coolest entrances I've ever seen. Like, I'm not even joking.
Right?
This shit was fucking cool. I was like, holy. My opinion,
only thing he's missing is the Hollywood Rock theme. That would go perfect with that whole entrance, I think.
Like, I agree. With
the, it's cooking. And yeah, then like I the fucking agree. Lightning hits.
Mm-hmm. But holy shit, it was so fucking cool. Like, it was so fucking cool. I'm like, there's no reason for it to be this fucking cool.
I've seen people joke about it, like Black Adam, like, oh, okay, that Black Adam came out again, probably the movie would have been a lot better.
Exactly. And he's like, everybody's just cheering, they're fucking losing their goddamn minds. So they're out there for like 5 or 6 seconds. They didn't even say anything. And then here comes Cody and The Rock. I mean, Cody and Seth Rollins. They come down from the fucking crowd. They come down from the fucking crowd. And it's like, what the fuck? Security didn't do shit. Like, the fuck? This is so bad. And then they get in the ring. Also, Seth Rollins looks like he's wearing a fucking sleeping bag.
You said that too.
Yes. And they just get in the ring. And they basically tell him, like, Rock just starts talking shit. Like, Rock literally, like, this is what happened. Rock fucking talked so much shit that you forgot Roman Reigns existed. And when Roman said something, you're like, okay, whatever, shut the fuck up. Because, like, this is how it went as fucking stars of that fucking thing. It was Rock, Seth Rollins, Cody, Paul Heyman, and then Roman Reigns. And Paul Heyman didn't even say shit. That's the funny part.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's Rock, Seth Rollins, Cody, Paul Heyman, and Jimmy and Soto for their facial expressions. Even though they weren't there. That's how bad it is. And then Roman. That's how insignificant Roman was. Jimmy and Jay wasn't even there, but I put them, I mean, Jimmy and Soto weren't even there, but I put them ahead of fucking Roman. I put Jay in front of Roman.
Yeah, like, it was bad. It was so bad. Because Cody basically said, yo, listen, I understand that you want to do all of this, but you acknowledge him, so don't you work for him? So all of these things, like, you need approval. And Rock said, listen, we're family. I don't need approval. He's like, So Rock just broke down everything that was going on. And he said, night one, tag team match. If we win, Bloodline rules. You win, clean match. This is the only way you finish your story. And they just go back and forth. And then Seth Rollins just took the fuck off. He just like, shut up. He just like, shut up, Mr. Walking Midlife Crisis. I was like, you know what? I mean, no one's ever addressed that, but I mean, he is going through a midlife crisis. He's right. He's not wrong. Like,
ow.
Yes. And then he goes, we don't need you. This isn't your time anymore. Your time is over. This is our time. You're not going to steal our time. And it's like, holy shit, Seth actually stepped the fuck up. Like, I was like, God damn. Like,
yeah, it was awesome.
I loved it. And then Roman said something, and I'm not excusing what Roman said, because like, it's so outdated, and he even knew he fucked up, because it's like, he called Seth Rollins a cross-dresser, and like, it's like, dude, like, that's like, a little derogatory, but like, the fuck? And like, soon as he said it, like, you could see his face, like, damn, I shouldn't have said that. Even Seth was like, why the fuck did you say that? Like, the fuck? Like, you could have said anything. Seth was like, the fuck did you? And Cody, like, turned his face, like, Jesus Christ, you fucked up. But then, like,
So Cody's winning at WrestleMania now.
Like, he's not winning. He's not winning. Like, because the funny part was, like, you know how you see all of this outrage of people going, oh my God, I can't believe he said that.
It's going to disappear in a day or two.
No, there was no outrage. Like, I'm on the timeline. No one even knew he said that. People even reposted it. It was like, ooh. Nobody even fucking commented. Like, it was like, oh my God, like, why would Roman say that? Like, nobody said anything. It was like, yeah, that's not it. It was like, yeah, the Rock fucking killed it. It's like, dude, Roman talked. Like, yeah, no, fuck Roman. Like, everybody just forgot he was fucking there.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. The funny part, going back to what we said earlier about a fucking Roman being insignificant in that whole thing, that went over my head too. Like, I didn't even notice it until people started talking about it. Like, oh, Roman Reigns said something derogatory, whatever. Like, what the fuck did he say? Oh. Okay.
See, that's how fucking insignificant he was. Like, he was fucking insignificant. And then the ending where The Rock starts talking about Cody's family and says that he's 20 years younger than his oldest sibling, and Tennille got on Twitter and said, he's only 3 years younger than me. And I knew that too. Rock, not only did Rock fuck up the time, he called Dustin the Hall of Famer, so that's good. But not only did he fuck up the time, there's four kids. Dusty has four kids, and he just like erased one of them. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, Rock, you're just fucking this whole thing up. Because when he said Cody was 25, like 20 years younger than his sister, I'm like, that's not true. Like, in my mind, I'm like, that's not true at all. Like,
I didn't take that too much to heart, because I think he was just trying to be a dick with it. Like, I didn't take that too much to heart. The one that caught me was fucking the Hall of Famer line.
But, like, he was right. I mean, Dustin should be a Hall of Famer. Like, he's right.
That's the thing. I think he accidentally put it out there, and like, Dustin might be in it this year.
No, he's not, because he's still under contract with AEW. Like, after that, like, as soon as he's like no longer under contract with AEW, he'll be in it.
Billy Gunn's in it.
No, but Billy Gunn was in it. Like, AEW hadn't even launched yet. They had did Double or Nothing, so it didn't even launch.
Okay.
So like, that's why, like, they weren't a weekly television show. They didn't even do Double or Nothing. It was about to come up. I'm like, yeah, he's signed, but there's not a real company, and that's why they got away with it.
Oh, okay.
So right. Now it's like it's a full fledged company, and it's like, yeah, I don't know about that. So then, like, Cody slapped the shit out of The Rock, and WWE, for the first time in a long time, copied off of AEW.
Okay.
We're out of time, everybody. There's no more show. And it's like, dude, he just slapped him. Like, where's the rebuttal? Where's anything? Nope. It's over. It's like, no, say something. Nope. It's over. Like, it was so fucked up. Like, they didn't even post it on YouTube. They didn't do anything, dude. They didn't say shit. It just was over. It was like, no, he slapped him. It's over. It's like, but, no, it's over.
The people there said that Rock just walked off or something.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I would have loved to even see him walk off or something. It's like, nah, not even. It was so fucking weird. It was so fucking weird. It's like the biggest segment, and it just fucking ends. Like, whoop, that's it. It's over. And it's like, but, no. It's over. Yeah, it was fucking weird.
They need better security next week.
Yeah, they do. They definitely need better security. But I hope that you're ready for next week.
Okay.
You want to know why you should be ready next week? Because we're going to get a huge return. A huge, huge return that we haven't had in a long, long time. You want to know what it is?
What is it?
It's the return of the Rock concert.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You said the return of the Rock. I'm like, is the tea already there?
Not the Rock concert. We're getting the return of the Rock concert in Memphis.
Is Roman going to sing the backup?
You know what? He should be his fucking roadie. That's it. Yeah, I'm calling it. He should be his fucking roadie. Because Roman ain't shit. Roman ain't shit, and that's going to lead to whatever the fucking ending is, because Roman's going to be pissed because nobody gives a fuck about him, and everybody gives a fuck about Rock. Nobody gives a fuck about me. Oh, this fuck you. Fuck that. No, he's going to be pissed. I think that's how some of this is going to play out.
Yeah, because that's 100% how it's going to be, because this is supposed to be Roman's story, too. It's Cody's story, but it's Roman's story.
Yeah, and he feels like a fucking afterthought. Like, he feels like he's not even there. It just feels like, yeah, like, no, whatever. Like, fuck you, Rock, Roman. Like, fuck you. It's like, no, I'm here too. No, fuck you. It's like, the fuck?
Like, I'm here too, huh? What? I'm here too. No, we're listening to The Rock. Shut up.
Yeah, that's basically what it feels like. So, like, and that's why, like, that's one of the only reasons I'm starting to question if Rock is, I mean, not Rock. I keep forgetting that Roman's in the shit. But if Roman's going to keep the fucking title. Because it just, I don't know, man. It just, I don't know how this feels. It feels like Roman's going to lose the title. God damn it. Like, The little one is going to lose the title. That's what it feels like. The little one is going to lose the title. Because that's what I'm calling him from now. No, I'm not acknowledging shit. Like, you better step the fuck up.
I'm acknowledging the Rock show with that shit. Acknowledge me.
Yeah, that's the only time he got acknowledgement. Like, he's got 3 weeks. I think it's 3 weeks. He's got 3 weeks to step the fuck up and make himself a fucking valuable option as the guy. You got 3 fucking weeks. If you don't step up in 3 weeks, everybody's going to forget about you. Everybody's going to watch night one and say, yay! And then night two, they're going to be like, all right, Cody. No one's going to care about you, dude. you better step up. Like, you better step the fuck up, dude. Because ain't no way everybody... Like, you dropped a kind of controversial line and ain't nobody fucking blinked because they wasn't paying attention to your ass. Ain't no way... Exactly. Like, it ain't no fucking way that you're supposed to be, like, that bad. Like, holy shit.
Like, realistically, like, people should be talking mad shit right now. You should be, like, damn near canceled right now.
Exactly. And it's like, nobody gives one fuck about Roman. Like, people forgot he was in that fucking promo. Like, they forgot he was fucking there. It's like, yeah, you need to step the fuck up. Like, if you don't step the fuck up, everybody's just going to leave you behind, and we're going to go to WrestleMania, and everybody's going to not give one fuck about you. You got to, like...
I don't think anyone does give a fuck right now.
Yeah, and that's a shame that, like, people are like, fuck it, The Rock is the champion. And it's like, yeah, no, that's it. Like, Rock's the champion, because right now it just feels like Rock versus Cody. It doesn't feel like Roman versus Cody. It doesn't feel like shit.
Yeah, because it feels like Rock's the leader, even though he quote unquote acknowledged Roman. But it feels like Rock's the leader. When, like, we know he is, but he shouldn't be in all like technicality.
Right. And it's just like, it's just weird. And other things in this promo that I have to touch on is the fact that he finally acknowledged that he's on the board in TKO and he has power.
Yeah.
And once again, he keeps saying this shit. He keeps saying this shit. He's the only one with power. He keeps saying this. And he's literally like, this is another reason why I have a little strong feelings of Cody losing, because he said to Cody, if you lose, you will never get a shot again. And then also he's throwing around the power and how he's going to make Seth Rollins' title go away. But because he said, if Cody loses, he'll never get a title shot again. If Cody loses, everybody's going to be like, oh, so he's never getting a shot again. It's over, blah, blah, blah. He's been throwing around how much power he has. And that's the thing people keep forgetting. Like, these little lines you're not paying attention to, like they keep saying, pay attention to shit. He keeps throwing around how much power he got and how in control he is and how he has this. And it's like, listen, if he thinks he's the only one with power and he's screwed, like Cody gets screwed out of that and it's over and Cody's like, yo, I'm never getting a shot. And then Triple H is like, no, you're getting a shot. You're getting it this day. It's happening. And there's nothing that anybody else can do about it. You're getting this title shot and you're going to beat Roman. And then it's going to be like, okay, this plays into the bigger story. And you're going to be like, holy shit, like this actually is really fun.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that's more than likely how it's going to go. Triple H is going to make the match.
Yeah, and like, I just want to see how everybody reacts when Cody loses at WrestleMania. I know that they're like, no, we're gonna try to make the fans happy. But I'm like, if you just give them a moment later, you can do it. But just like, you just have to do it the right way. You have to do it the right way. This has to be fun, and you have to do it the right way.
Caveat, I want your thoughts on this then, right? Because Rock literally said, if you lose, it's your last one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if they do like they did with his dad, and he wins, he just doesn't win the title. Wins by DQ, count out, what have you.
I do want that. I really do want that. I want that because, one, he'll win. He will win. And everybody will be like, oh my God, he won. And he will have a legitimate gripe to get the title. And they will be like, no, we're not giving you the title match. We're not giving you the title match. We're not giving you the title match. Also, here's a little thing that a lot of people don't know. That they're trying to get The Rock to wrestle again. Maybe Saudi Arabia, maybe SummerSlam. But if The Rock wrestles again, he like Cody wins by DQ. We get to this whole thing where he has to face The Rock to get his shot. And then he beats The Rock.
Okay.
Like, because all, like I said, all of this plays into, like, Cody winning a title eventually later. And if they can hold it off and make the story hot with The Rock, Roman, Cody, if they can make this thing hot until we get to the day where Roman beats the record and we get to Madison Square Garden, we can do it. We can do it, and everybody will be into it. But like I said, you just have to have The Rock into it. You have to have The Rock and let him keep saying shit. People are going to get more entertained, and it's going to be fucking awesome, and everybody's going to be like, oh my God, we love The Rock. We love this. We love that. And it's just going to just keep going. But we just have to just keep moving this forward. It's like, okay.
This is going to be awesome.
Oh yeah, it definitely would be awesome. I really hope a lot of people just don't go, oh man, WWE dropped the ball with not having Cody win the title. This kind of sucks. It was like, no, that's not it.
People are gonna say, you know, that's gonna be like the loud minority. People are gonna say it regardless.
Yeah, and like I said, if people will just relax and let it happen, just like the whole Sami Zayn thing. If you guys just relax and let it happen, you can have something really cool. Because Sami winning in Toronto, and this is kind of what I want to happen. Like, even though I want him to just have like a straight up challenge, like, yo, I'm challenging for the title, I would want him to win Money in the Bank and cash in that same night. Like, because that's Money in the Bank. Like, it's like, yeah, no, you could do that. And here we go. Like, it would be great.
That'd be perfect.
Yep. So, yeah, like, we covered everything. Oh, and before we go, condolences to Jay Lethal and his family, because Jay Lethal lost his mom.
Oh. Wow, yeah. Condolences. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I seen him with the armband that said mom on it, and I had to do some digging to find out that, yeah. So, yeah, my condolences to Jay Lethal. And
yeah.
Yeah.